The Indiana Department of Child Services says asphyxiation was the leading cause of child neglect deaths in fiscal year 2015. And according to DCS data, nearly a quarter of those incidents were the result of parents failing to provide safe sleeping environments. But as WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, what constitutes a safe sleeping environment is an issue that's hotly debated among medical professionals, researchers, and parents.
Okay, you want to wear this kitty cat one?
From the moment you step into Anna and Beth Drowski-Glowinski's home, it's clear they don't get much downtime.
Are you going to wear this one or that one?
The whole family's in the living room, and Anna and Beth are trying to keep all three of their daughters entertained using a combination of plastic jewelry, a music box, and books. Anna says juggling it all keeps them on their toes.
So they each have different needs?
That's one of the reasons Anna and Beth decided to co-sleep with their kids.
And then Lila can sleep on her bed, and then she can kind of scoot back and forth if she wants some more space or she wants to be closer.
Their bed is right in the middle of their bedroom, with their daughters having their own beds on either side. But they can move into their parents' sleep space if they want to at any point in the night.
Like, we're not forcing our children to co-sleep with us, but if they want to come get a snuggle, or they feel scared, or they might just need a little reassurance, we can just be available to them.
Anna says it also allows her to nurse her youngest daughter, Josie, in the middle of the night without having to go into another room and sacrifice her own sleep. Oftentimes, Josie will spend the rest of the night in bed with her parents. It's a practice called bed sharing, and one that Anna and Beth researched extensively before trying. But several national organizations, including the Centers for Disease Control, National Institutes of Health, and American Academy of Pediatrics, say while sleeping in the same room as an infant can be beneficial, sharing a bed with a baby can be deadly. Safe Sleep Coordinator for the Indiana State Department of Health, Holly Wood, offers the same guidance to parents.
A child needs to sleep alone, on their back, in a crib. And what that means is alone, that means absolutely nothing in their sleep environment. So no blankets, no pillows, no other humans.
The Department of Child Services says in its most recent Child Abuse and Neglect Annual Report that 17% of the cases it investigated in fiscal year 2015 were child deaths due to asphyxia. The agency says that number demonstrates an increased need for safe sleeping practices. But James McKenna, who runs the Mother and Baby Behavioral Sleep Lab at the University of Notre Dame, says blanket statements condemning bed sharing are misguided.
It's very frustrating that they use this wonderful goal we all have of reducing infant deaths in this way, and making themselves irresponsible statements about the nature of the parents who are exhibiting this behavior.
McKenna has observed hundreds of mothers and babies as part of his research over the years. He says bed sharing can be safe and even beneficial to both babies and their mothers if done under the right circumstances. McKenna's research says only babies who are breastfed should bed share with their mothers because of the special connection it establishes.
There is a biological integration of how mothers' bodies are actually responding and can respond to those babies in a safe, non-drug-using, an environment in which the mother did not smoke.
And that's another key part of McKenna's research. He says when organizations advise against bed sharing altogether, they fail to educate parents about the many factors that can make the practice unsafe. In all of the bed-sharing deaths DCS investigated in fiscal year 2015, the parents admitted to or tested positive for drugs and alcohol.
There has been this terrible failure to understand that bed-sharing is the beginning of a conversation. It isn't the end of a conversation. It is not a discrete variable. It is composed of many variables, including the nature of the relationship that the mother has with the baby brought to share.
But the State Department of Health maintains bed sharing isn't safe under any circumstances. Wood says it's just too risky.
Just being asleep next to an infant and having your arm across their chest can actually result in a sleep-related death.
That puts parents like Anna and Beth in the middle of a heated debate, trying to decide what's best for their children.
We decided that our doctor doesn't live with us, and they're not a parenting expert. So we take medical advice from our doctor and we take parenting advice from parents.
They plan to keep practicing what they consider safe sleep, giving their daughters the option to make their way into their parents' bed when they need to. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.